Patience here.
Oh, boy, got some blood going.
Yeah, this
kid's
have blood.
Oh, he's wearing it, too.
Welcome to the Bay. When you get over to the bed, we'll go ahead and give you the story. This is all going to happen super fast. Welcome to the emergency room.
70-year-old female, single driver of a vehicle, appears that she went off-road into a ditch, rolled over her car onto a trailer, caved in. The top of the vehicle was caved in, so she was hanging out partially from the window.
There was 45 minutes of CPR, no return of circulation. We can stop CPR. 603.
Hey guys, welcome to episode 1 of Stat Stitch Deep Dive. Beyond the bedside. I'm Guy, and welcome to the very first episode. A little about me. I'm a trauma nurse, an LVN at that, working in the emergency department at what Google currently lists as the busiest level 1 trauma center in the United States as of September 10th, 2025. Now, I know some people hear LVN, LPN, and think a limited role, but let me assure you, I have earned my spot in the Bay during level 1 traumas. I've given meds, started IVs, assisted with primary and secondary surveys, engaged in more CPRs than I care to count, and even helped with some intubations. When you work in trauma, you either prove yourself or you don't last, and I'm still here, trauma bonding along the way. This podcast, though, is going to be a little different than your typical nursing education channel. I'm not here to replace giants like Nurse Mike from Simple Nursing, Nurse Sarah, Nurse Haley, rest in peace, girl, Nurse Stephanie, or the amazing team at Level Up RN. They've built incredible content for skills, NCLEX prep, and nursing success. What I'm offering instead is something more raw, more real. Me going through nursing school right alongside you. I'm currently in a transition program on my way to become an RN, and I'll be sharing my notes that I upload to Google's Notebook LM and creating audio overviews of those notes as I study. That means you'll get the same high-level summaries, the big-picture explanations, and sometimes the funny quirks that Notebook LM likes to throw out, like instead of HIPAA pronounced HIPAA or Factor XA or 10A in the clotting cascade as Factor XA. Throughout this show, I'll also bring in content from the American Heart Association with certification education like BLS, Basic Life Support, or ACLS, Advanced Cardiac Life Support, or PALS, Pediatric Advanced Life Support, along with updates from the American Stroke Association with their certification of Advanced Stroke Life Support. You'll also hear me talk about the Emergency Nurses Association, TNCC, or Trauma Nursing Core Course, and other professional certifications that help shape the way we practice and other certifications that I currently hold as an LVN, namely BLS, ACLS, PALS, TNCC, ASLS, and ABLS, which is the American Burn Association Advanced Burn Life Support. I've been in talks with my education department about getting emergency neuro life support certified as well, but there are currently no courses being offered in my area that the hospital is willing to compensate for, so I'm kind of on pause for that. Now, just to be clear, this podcast isn't meant to replace your textbooks or official study prep for nursing school exams or the NCLEX. Instead, think of it as a 5,000-foot view, a way to frame what you're learning, connect the dots, and keep your head above water while you grind through the details in class and clinical. And let me add on to that with, like, I'm going to be referencing the textbooks that we are using in my program. If you are using different textbooks, then by all means, please use those sources. But a neuro assessment is the same neuro assessment in across the country. It's a very rough framework of the NIHSS, the National Institute of Health Stroke Scale, right, for a neuro assessment. That's not going to change. Metoprolol is not going to change from Texas to Louisiana to California to New York to Maine. It's still the same beta blocker. But whatever your professors or teachers are looking for, by all means, make sure that you know those important key concepts for your particular nursing exams. This is material for my particular nursing program. So as this show goes along, what I'm going to try to do is try to make sure the episodes are titled that way you can easily see what class it is. For instance, transition into professional nursing for us. That's basically like your nursing skills, washing hands, surgical gloves, trach care, central line dressing changes, PIV insertion, stuff like that. That's going to be annotated in brackets with trans as the prefix or the predicate. Health assessment. It's the same health assessment in Texas as it is in California, as it is in New York. But again, make sure that you are paying attention to what your professors are deeming important for your particular state's board exam. But for health assessment, it will be in brackets with HA as its predicate. Pharmacology, brackets, pharm, as its predicate. Common concepts of adult nursing. That right there is what we are calling med-surg now. So again, pancreatitis is the same exact stuff as it is across the states in the United States and the world, probably. So as I progress, I'll expand into other courses and divide the episodes accordingly. I'm also thinking about creating supplemental study guides, concept maps, and other resources. If I do decide to go through with these may show up in like a subscription model for the podcast or as downloadable resources from an online storefront. But that's still in the works. And if I decide to pull the trigger on that, of course, I will definitely let the podcast know. At the time of your listening, my program has already been in session for about 4 weeks. And today is September 10th, 2025. We just took our first health assessment test this week, and the next week is a triple header with pharmacology, med-surg, and transition. So you're jumping right into the middle of the chaos with me while I'm in nursing school. So basically like a chronicles of a nurse in nursing school. I'm also thinking about having like a weekly thing where I'll take like a particular case from my hospital or some things that we went over in class that might look a little different in practice, or like an off the wall case that I see that comes into the emergency department. For an example, we had a guy that rolled in. He was found down at his own house. A core temperature of 106.2. We were sitting there. We hit him with like a gram of Tylenol IV. His temperature went from 106 to like 105.2. We were hitting him with fluid and all this stuff, and he just wasn't responding, you know? So it turns out homeboy had Listeria, and I don't know what happened to him. Because this podcast is about to bring you into the ER mindset, my mindset, the classroom grind, and the balancing act that is nursing school. So, welcome to the bay. When you get over to the bed, we'll go ahead and give you the story. This is all going to happen super fast. Welcome to the emergency room.